This is VOA News via remote. I'm Gene Randall. Our lead story remains the same. Only the numbers change, and they are truly awful, such as the continuing assault on the world by the coronavirus. Worldwide case numbers are nearing 2.2 million. Deaths have risen to about 148,000. The figures once again come from Johns Hopkins University, though late reports from New York are also included. The United States is being especially hard hit by COVID-19, some 673,000 infections and about 34,000 fatalities, both are the highest in the world by far. Yesterday's lives lost here in the U.S., well over 4,600, was a one-day record. The state of New York alone lost another 630 lives. With its official reports under scrutiny, China says the city of Wuhan, the first epicenter of the pandemic, suffered a loss of many more lives than previously thought. Nearly 1,300 victims have been added to Beijing's list so far, pushing Wuhan's death toll to just under 4,000, more than two-thirds of what China says is its overall fatality number. State media blamed the miscount on an overwhelmed healthcare system forced to deal with thousands of sick patients in Wuhan's Hubei province. China's reworking of the figures strengthens the position of those who say the true pandemic death toll worldwide may be much higher than current numbers indicate. An epidemiologist in Spain working with the government says the country's official 19,000 deaths may be the tip of the iceberg, that many of the country's regions need to use uniform methods for how victims are counted. Fears of undercounts are also being raised among other places in Italy and Britain. There is a relaxation of coronavirus restrictions underway in parts of Europe, where daily death tolls are declining. This includes Italy. Its 22,000 deaths are second only to the United States. Some of Italy's non-essential businesses are being allowed to reopen, and people are back on the streets. To stay up to date on the pandemic and more, we invite you online to voanews.com. There is also a mobile app. This is VOA News. Brazil has a new health minister. President Jair Bolsonaro fired Luiz Henrique Mandetta over their disagreements on how to deal with the coronavirus. Mandetta, a popular figure in the country, pushed for broad isolation measures adopted by many Brazilian governors, while Bolsonaro has said he is more worried about the economy than COVID-19, which he called the little flu. Mandetta's dismissal comes as experts say the new coronavirus outbreak in Brazil has yet to reach its peak. The new health minister, Nelson Teich, an oncologist, said he and the president are completely aligned. The pandemic death toll in Brazil is closing in on 2,000 with about 31,000 cases. U.S. President Donald Trump has unveiled a plan for reopening the American economy, calling on state governors to use what is called a phased and deliberate approach to restoring normal activities. This would be done initially in areas that have strong testing and which see a two-week decrease in daily COVID-19 cases. Mr. Trump is forecasting a rejuvenation of the economy, but he called it a gradual process, conceding that governors will have the responsibility for how quickly to act on his guidelines. Days earlier, the president had claimed he had total authority over how all this is done. Quoting Mr. Trump to the governors now, "You're going to call your own shots." New York State will extend its stay-at-home restrictions through at least May 15th. Governor Andrew Cuomo says coronavirus transmission rates still need to be tamed. Overall numbers in New York are staggering. 225,000 cases and well over 15,000 deaths, most of them in New York City. Cuomo puts New York's daily COVID-19 hospital admissions at about 2,000, but total hospitalizations, he says, are on the decline. China's gross domestic product fell by almost 7% in the quarter that ended in March, its worst showing since before Beijing's market-style economic reforms began in 1979. Despite China's numbers, there was a surge in prices on Asian markets today. The Nikkei index was up 3%. Markets got a boost from a report from Gilead Sciences that its antiviral drug remdesivir had helped in the recovery of COVID-19 patients in Chicago. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up about 400 points. The United States is reporting the worst unemployment numbers since the Great Depression. 5.2 million Americans filed for jobless benefits last week, adding up to a four-week total of 22 million, the worst stretch of U.S. job losses on record. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has expanded his state of emergency to cover the whole country as the COVID-19 death toll approaches 200 among some 9,200 cases in Japan. Abe's previous declaration on April 7th only covered Tokyo and six other prefectures deemed at the highest risk of infection. Japan is about to mark its annual Golden Week break in early May, when many people travel back home or abroad to enjoy the holidays. Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall.